This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We're talking about the seasonal activities that are being put together by the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Stay with us. We have a lot of things to cover this morning. And let me give you a follow-up on that traffic problem. The Murfreesboro Police Dispatch, WGNS News, talked with them just moments ago. And there is an injury involved in that accident, which is in front of Arby's and the Pilot gas station on South Church Street. An injury involved emergency vehicles, as the listener told us. Emergency vehicles are on the scene, and the traffic is pretty much at a gridlock condition, especially going into town. It's moving fairly well going out of town, but in that area, a lot of people slowing down to look and see what is happening. So be aware of that. And if you possibly can, try to figure an alternate route around the area. Again, the accident is inbound going into the downtown Murfreesboro area, going toward the interstate, right there on South Church Street in front of Arby's and the Pilot gas station. Nate Williams is with us this morning. Bart Feit and Terry Womack, all from the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. They all have their Christmas outfits on. I mean, Terry, you are dressed as, is that an elf outfit you have?
Just pulling your leg.
Bart Feit is dressed with your bright red with a
Santa Claus
hat.
Right?
Yeah, the whole bit there.
Ho, ho, ho.
And Nate, I can't figure out what is that. You have bells on your shoes and
yeah,
everything.
I'm an elf. I'm Bart's elf. That's what I am. So
looking good. There you go. Keep your feet still.
That's kind of the mood we have right now around our Parks and Rec environment. We got a lot of holiday activities going on. We're excited about it.
Some big things happening up on the Murfreesboro Square, I understand.
Yeah, we're trying something new this year. First time we did it was this past Friday. We're doing a series called our Holiday Movies on the Square. And a lot of people are familiar with our Movies Under the Stars that have been going on for years and years. We decided to do it just a little bit different twist on that and do it on the square. So take some of our recreation activities. The county's been so great to work with us, and what we do is we put up our big projector, and this year we were only doing two movies. The first one's just November 18th, and our next one, which we're expecting a huge turnout, is on December 16th is our next Holiday Movies on the Square, and we're going to be showing Polar Express. So we're so excited. That's such a great movie. It's right before Christmas time, and just a great movie, and kind of just a neat way to watch a Christmas movie, and we're really excited about it. We have, we're expecting a little bit of cold weather, but we're going to be selling hot chocolate and some popcorn and stuff like that. So, like I said, it's a neat venue. It's a new twist on movies under the stars.
So December 16th, Polar Express. What time will that be?
It starts at 6 o'clock. Is when the movie starts, and if people are looking, they can park anywhere on the square, and I believe that the square's going to be having carriage rides, and some of the stores are going to be open, so it's going to be kind of a nice happening place. I think it's going to be just a really good way to really kick off the Christmas season, the holiday season, and people can look forward to this. Hopefully we can continue this each year and build on it and grow and keep this program going.
Now, do you bring lawn chairs and blankets and stuff like that and sort of bundle up and watch the movie?
Right. Yeah, that's what we encourage people to do. There's some green space behind the courthouse where people can bring a blanket or a lawn chair or something like that. There is some bench seating already there that can fit about 30 people, but we encourage people to bring their own chairs, spread out, and just enjoy the movie, bundle up, and it's a real good time.
So that's right there by the courthouse, December the 16th, 6 o'clock in the evening, the Polar Express.
Yeah.
And that's free.
Yeah, it's really neat. You know, like I said, the county has been so great to let us provide one of our, you know, recreational services on county property. And they provide restrooms. It's really convenient. And for people who've never been to a Movies Under the Stars, which we do throughout the spring and summertime, this might be a good way for them to kind of be exposed to what we do. And it happens very regularly in the summertime.
And the stars are so much clearer on a winter night.
Yes, and like I said, it's going to be chilly, but we'll provide some concessions, and the movie's free. We're glad to provide that, but we'll have some coffee, some hot chocolate, that type of stuff, hopefully to keep people warm.
You know, that's one of those hometown Christmas type events that just people relate to, and they look at and they think, man, this is such a great place for a family.
Yeah, we want to, you know, we want to provide people the opportunity to do just all kinds of recreational activities, and this is something unique. We had never done it before on the square, and it's a really cool thing coming down Main Street towards the square, and you see a big movie playing right up next to the courthouse. It's a very intriguing
only
thing.
Only in Murfreesboro.
I think, especially on the 16th, is going to be a big, big event just because all the holiday decorations, all the trees, all the lights. I think it's just going to be a really neat feel to it.
Oh, that's going to be a very special event. So circle that one on your calendar. December the 16th, 6 o'clock in the evening. While you have your calendar out, Terry Womack, I understand you have a holiday play coming up that everybody needs to be aware of.
Actually, Bart, we have two holiday plays coming up.
Okay.
The first one is Nutcracking, which is a hip-hop, jazz-rap, swinging version of the Nutcracker.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens December the 2nd and runs the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and then the 9th and 10th. We're not going to run on the 11th because we can't compete with the Christmas parade. And then the following weekend, we have a Sunshine Player Christmas that has about 45 kids in it, and it runs the 16th, 17th, and 18th.
16th, 17th, and 18th. And what time are these all at the same time?
All the same time. All of our Friday and Saturday shows are at 7 p.m. and our Sunday shows are at 2. And the tickets are available at the box office, and the box office opens an hour before each show. So we've never sold out, so I don't think we'd have a big
this
rush.
Is the year.
This is the year.
And that's at the Patterson Community Center Theater.
It's the theater, Patterson Park, and there's about 30 people in Nutcracking, and it's primarily a dance show, and we have two people from the community who have choreographed stuff for us, and so it should be pretty entertaining. And then of course the Sunshine Player Christmas is always really cute. So,
you know, there might be one or two people who have just recently moved to town who don't know what the Sunshine Players are. Tell us a little about them.
Sunshine Players is a children's theater program where we teach children to be on stage and everything. We offer it's a $30 membership for the year, but you get free acting classes, and each acting class session of 6 weeks has a performance at the end of that, so they get a lot of stage time, and they get discount tickets to shows they're not in, and a t-shirt, membership card, and stuff. So we've been doing it for 22 years.
Now, what is the benefit? Obviously, the kids love it, but do they get other benefits from being members of the Sunshine Players, from being a part of it?
Well, I think it builds a lot of self-esteem. Well, you should know, you have a child that was a Sunshine Player. We have several.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a few years ago.
Several years ago. Yes, we've. I got a message from a girl on Facebook not too long ago who said, "Do you remember me? I was in the shows, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm a director, and I've acted all over the world. And who would have thought that one little play got me in this direction?" So some people make it their life choice, and then some people go on and do other things, but I think it just gives them some self-confidence of being able to be up on stage in front of an audience and speak. And
which is a big plus right there.
They build a lot of friendships. And
mm-hmm. So if you need to find out more about the Sunshine Players, what do they just give you a call?
Yes, and my office has moved, Bart. I'm over at Cannonsburg now, and my number over there is 867-7244.
867-7244, and Terry is now at Cannonsburg. All righty. So, once again, Nutcracking is December 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 9th, and 10th. Is that right? And the Sunshine Players Christmas, December 16th, 17th, and 18th. The Friday and Saturday night performances at 7 and Sunday matinees at 2. And if you have any questions about the shows or becoming a part of the Sunshine Players, call Terry Womack, 867-7244. Lots happening here. Bart Feit over at SportsCom. That is a happening place, I understand.
We've got a lot of activities scheduled in December, Bart. I know we start the 1st of December, go all the way through. So we've got four or five events coming up. I don't know if you want me to touch on all of them right now or just tell you a little bit about them. Or
sure, tell
us. Start from the very first. Okay, the 1st of December, which really is going to be on Friday, December the 2nd, we have our having our annual Customer Appreciation Day at SportsCom. And this is showing really our appreciation for the customers that come back year after year, day after day, and we appreciate them coming and taking the classes, enjoying the facility. And we'll have tables set up in the lobby. We'll have a little gift bag for everyone that comes by. We have Barbara Wallace is coming in, bringing in her delicious food in to serve our customers. So that's going to be from 9 to 1 on December the 2nd. And that's, like I said, to show our appreciation for their, you know, our customers that do come in and enjoy our facility and come back year after year. And hopefully we'll have some come in that day and look around and like what they see and maybe join us for the next year's Customer Appreciation Day. So
December 2nd, okay.
Uh-huh, from 9 to 1.
All righty. And then what about the opportunity for parents to do a little Christmas shopping? Do you have your lock-in again?
We're having our holiday lock-in, and that's on Friday, December the 16th. And what we'll do there is for kids ages 8 to 14, you know, if they want to bring their child in, we'll have plenty of chaperones. They can register 6:30 to 7. Activities and everything start at 7, and it will go till 7 a.m. the next morning, the 17th. So we'll be there all night. Once the facility closes at 9, we'll lock the doors. We'll have four or five chaperones there. It's a great time for the parents to really get out and do some extra shopping if they run out of time or got last minute things to do for Christmas. So, we'll be swimming. We'll have a Wii set up. I know Thomas Laird will come out and provide all kind of games and activities and contests and crafts and snacks and movies, and even they have a swim in there from like 9 to 11 p.m. So it's a night of activities and fun and rest and playing games. And like I said, we'll be there all night. So
now, word to the wise, that fills up pretty quickly.
It does. We do. We're going to take probably, I think it's a maximum of like 20 kids. So, once it fills up, we'll start the registration there on December the 1st.
Okay, so a word to the wise again, get there early.
Calling
and
early,
sign up.
Mm-hmm.
So when you open December 1st, that's when you start taking names.
Correct.
Okay, what about the run with the scissors, the 5K run? Is that going to happen again this year?
We are going to do the runs with scissors. We're trying something new this year. I know Jennifer Joins has really been working hard on this. We're going to have one in December. We had one back in August, wasn't it, Nate? Was it? Run with scissors and that, but we're going to try to have another one in December, which is going to be the 17th at the Richard Siegel Soccer Complex. And we call it Runs with Scissors because really we're trying to provide school supplies for our kids, in our school system. And what it is, it's a $25 registration fee with bringing in some school supplies, and then the day of the race is $35. So if you'd like to get into that, and it's a USATF certified course, you can call Jennifer at SportsCom at 895-5040. And that's Saturday, December the 17th at 9 a.m. at the Richard Siegel Soccer Complex Park.
Okay, 9 a.m. All righty. Mm-hmm. And it's to benefit the school children.
Right, uh-huh. We're trying to provide some school supplies, and it's been real successful. I know the one in August was really good, so hopefully we'll get a big participation here, too.
One of the other big items that this time of the year, not just SportsCom, but all of the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department venues, are your holiday specials, where you buy passes at reduced rates, which is a great stocking stuffer, great Christmas gifts. Are those available again this year?
Yes, they are. We're going to start those on, the two-for-ones are going to start December the 12th. And what that is, you can buy, it's two-for-one passes on the month or yearly passes at SportsCom or Patterson Park. And this has been very popular for Christmas gifts, for, if a wife and a husband and wife want to split a pass for a year or whatever, but you buy a year pass, you get a year free, or buy a month, you get a month free. So, and a lot of people come in and don't have a partner that want to buy a year to split a year. We'll match them up. Our front desk staff does a great job of matching them up with people that want to buy the 1 year and get a year free. So it's a great deal, and we really have a lot of customers come in, especially for Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And we can give them a voucher and let them give it as we have a gift envelope to give to whoever they want to give it to, and tells them what the pass is, and they've got 90 days to come in and activate it. So it's a great way to show appreciation for somebody you want to give something to get their wellness program started or exercise program started. So it's really been a very big successful event for us.
And that starts December 12th. Is there a last date that you have?
Okay, on the buy one, get one free on the monthly or yearly, it will start on December 12th and end at 5 o'clock on December the 31st of this year. And we also have something extra. The 25% off individual yearly and monthly passes will begin in January, and that's for your New Year's resolutions. People come in and say, I'm going to lose some weight or work off some pounds. So that's a great way, too. It's 25% off on our individual yearly and monthly passes, and that starts in January the 2nd, and that will end at January the 31st, 2012.
Okay. But if you would rather get it for half price, you buy it in
December.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, half price or 25% off? Which would doesn't take too long to figure that one out.
That's correct.
We're going to pause for just a few moments. We'll be back. We're going to talk about the Polar Bear Plunge. We're also going to be talking about Christmas at Cannonsburg and so much more, I tell you. This is the happening time of the year. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's a full moon shining on a Carolina night. Driving my girl across the interstate line. Got a picture waiting, and it's how it's gonna be. This baby's gotta hold on to me. Gotta hold on. Gotta hold on to me. Gotta hold on. The baby's gotta hold on to me.
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. Good Neighbor Talk on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Year-end closeout sale at Ford of Murfreesboro.
No payments for 90 days.
No payments for 90 days on the 2012 Fiesta, Focus, Fusion, Edge, and Escape.
No payments for 90 days for those who qualify. That's 3 months.
Select your Ford today at Ford of Murfreesboro, where your car or SUV is waiting for you. Ford of Murfreesboro at 1550 Northwest Broad at Northfield Boulevard. Ford, drive one.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Colored gemstones express your personality with color. Our gemstones are all natural, not man-made. From blue sapphire, vibrant ruby, green amethyst, orange citrine to black onyx. Excite your mood and your wardrobe with a collection of colored stone jewelry from Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Play it again, sports!
25 to 50% off. A new shipment of scratch and dent fitness equipment is in at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane. Exercise bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, and more. 25 to 50% off. Save now before the deals are gone.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
As you make your way to work this morning in Rutherford County, happy to report no accidents along your secondaries in the Murfreesboro area. However, things along 840 westbound right before you get on I-24 right around Highway 70 have slowed down quite a bit, so please be careful there. Now, we do have a disabled vehicle along the right shoulder along I-24 west right at Briley Parkway that has started to slow things down quite a bit along I-24 right around Walden Road. You can expect to start seeing quite a few brake lights, and from there all the way into the downtown area, you are going to see some slower traffic. Las Palmas Mexican Restaurant has a brand new menu. Stop in for lunch or dinner, see them online at LasPalmasMXRest.com. With traffic, I'm John Boyce for WGNS.
And the Murfreesboro Police are continuing to work that accident going into town on South Church Street, right in front of Arby's at the Pilot Gas Station. There is an injury there, and that accident is causing some major traffic problems this morning.
There is an underground civilization underneath of the North American continent.
It's Coast to Coast AM, overnight, every night, on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. And this is the segment where we open up the phone lines. If you have any questions or comments about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, maybe you want to jump into the pool in January. That can be arranged. Outside pool. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. And, you know, some people have that desire, Bart, to jump into the pool at SportsCom in January. I'm not sure why.
But you have it?
I don't have it.
Oh, okay.
Do you have
Have you ever had it, Bart? Have you ever had the urge?
I've never had that urge. I've gone, I think, every time.
Yeah. I remember seeing you out there, and every year I think you're going to jump out there, but just
no urge. You know better.
We can get you in.
Well, I appreciate it. Last year was especially interesting with that new pool, and it was beautiful. And the water features, the thing that made it more interesting was the icicles coming off of the water features.
We had those flowers spraying, and it was just iced over all the way down. And it's I was talking to the aquatics people, and I told them, you know, with the polar bear plunge, what you have to do is dewinterize the pool pretty much the day before, then winterize it that afternoon so it doesn't freeze those pipes up, because the last 2 years it's just been absolutely freezing
cold
for the polar bear plunge. And it makes for a good polar bear plunge.
To let you know how cold it was, the Rutherford County Emergency Medical Service had their paramedics out there after the event practicing cold water rescue.
Yeah,
they were in there with these look like bears. they were thermal suits on.
Yeah.
Big things.
They're always, it's the fire department, the fire and rescue department, Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Department, that comes out, and they, last year they asked if, since we had the pool ready to go, if they could use it for some training. And I said, absolutely. Have fun. But
now they look like they probably did have fun because they had the clothes to make it. The other guys with the swimsuits, I don't know that, maybe they had fun. How many jumped, Bart?
I think I want to say around 600, over 600 last year.
Yeah. You know, the neat thing about last year is we had the slides going, and we ran the slides and had the drop slide going. Then you saw people trying to climb the climbing wall, and it's cold.
Trying to climb with numb fingers.
Yeah, I think that people have asked me before. They say, what's the worst with a new pool, newly renovated pool? What's the most painful thing you could do at the polar bear plunge as far as, you know, which feature? And I say the drop slide is probably the worst one as far as if you want the biggest jolt, because it shoots you down underneath the water and it's cold.
Now, is that what people are looking? They're looking for the...
They're looking for the biggest thrill is what they're looking for. And I would say that the other slides are pretty cold too, but that drop slide is pretty tough.
Bart Fight, when is the Polar Bear Plunge?
It is scheduled for January the 7th, 2012. And what we've added, a few little wrinkles we've added to it over the years is from 8:30 to 10, we have what we call our Arctic Adventure in the gym, and where we have some popcorn and donuts and films of last year's jump and recreation department activities and games and t-shirts. And it's really become very popular. And your registration, too, is in the gym, too. So from 8:30 to 10, we have the Arctic Adventure in the gym. Then it we'll count it down, and we'll have a costume contest right before 10 o'clock, and count the clock will count down, and the buzzer will go off, and everybody will head outside to jump in the pool.
At 10 o'clock, they walk outside.
Yes, sir.
Briskly.
Very briskly.
Now, is there a charge on this?
There's not a charge. What we ask for people to bring is like a can of food that we give to the Murfreesboro City School Resource Center, and they've benefited greatly over the years. It's been a great cause, and I don't know, last year, I don't know how many pounds we had. I think it was over 1,200.
We had over 1,200 last year.
Pounds of food to give to them, and it's just a great cause. It's a great fun day, and like I said, everybody's really excited to go in, to jump in, think they've really accomplish something, and they jump in and get out and say, what have I done? But it's really just it's exciting, really building up to it, like you know, the tension and the atmosphere and everything. But it starts your year off.
Absolutely. And you know, City Councilman Doug Young, I think, has done this every year.
He's
since it began.
The judge been on McFarland, been out.
Have both of them been? Okay.
I have a lot of dignitaries. Right. Yeah, Chris Bratcher's our MC. Yeah.
Shane McFarland's jumped just about every year. Yeah. You know, I think what we need, Bart, is a representative from WGNS. And you can either do it, or maybe you can get Scott to jump. And you can make that decision if you want to.
We could draw straws.
Yeah.
Or ice cubes.
Whatever.
It's the short ice cube. But circle that on your calendar, January the 7th, at right there at SportsCom, Polar Bear Plunge. Mm-hmm. Now, here's something that's a little more tame, and something that I think has probably broader appeal. By the way, we're going to open up the phone lines in a second, and if you have some memories of earlier Polar Bear Plunges or earlier Sunshine Players events or any of these items, give us a call. Love to hear from you. The Christmas at Canonsburg. Canonsburg is especially beautiful during the holiday season.
It is, Bart. They're working diligently right now to put up all the decorations, all the natural decorations they use inside the facilities, and getting the Lehman House looking good. They're working hard, and it's always just kind of a draw to get around there during the holiday season, just see kind of that heritage style Christmas, just kind of a home style feel. But we're doing Christmas at Canonsburg just a little bit different this year than how it's ever been done. We're actually going to run it twice over the course of two nights. It's usually done during the day over a few hours, but what we're going to do is December 9th and 10th from 6 to 9, we're going to have Christmas at Canonsburg, and we're excited about it. We're going to have the normal things. We're going to add a Christmas hayride to it, so that's going to be fun. We'll have some hot apple cider. We'll be doing guided tours. We'll have pictures with Santa, and we're going to have Santa inside the Lehman House, so he's going to have his own little house where kids can have a little bit of a special time with Santa. There will be pictures available with Santa. We have a photographer coming to do that for us. Everything else is free, though. If you want a picture with Santa, that'll I think the cost is just a very minimal, but other than that, everything else is free. And the neatest thing about this year's event is that we're going to have the city schools is partnering with us to provide some entertainment. So we're providing a venue for them to send their kids over to have either a band or a chorus little concert, the holiday concert. So over the course of two nights, it's going to be all different grades. And it's going to be 6 to 9 p.m. both Friday night, December 9th, and Saturday night, December 10th.
Now, if you're looking for some really great Christmas events, these are ones you really need to take advantage of. Somebody said they're just like the Norman Rockwell pictures.
Yeah.
But they're real.
Yeah.
And you know, I think you get that feeling when you go into Canonsburg anyway, but especially if it's decked out for the holidays.
And it's neat. And it's going to be since it's going to be dark, we'll have a lot of things lit up with candles. And it's just going to be a really neat thing. We're all about creating environments and making memories. And I think this is going to be something just like movies on the square. It's something that people can look forward to every year. Just like so many great things that happen across our community during the holiday season that they'll just look forward to.
The other night I was talking with a couple who had just moved to Murfreesboro about a year ago, and for one reason or another they had not been to Canonsburg until, I think they said, a week or two ago, and they happened over there, wandered through it, and just fell in love with this. And I think they probably don't realize that all of those buildings actually were a part of the history of this community.
Right,
those were not built right there. They
from
were
all over
brought
the
in.
County, they've been brought in. It's just really neat. Everybody, it's funny, you talk to about the buildings out there, and everybody has their favorite building, you know, the one that they, I guess, identify with the most or just enjoy seeing the inside of. And that's, I think that's true for everybody. But yeah, it's going to be neat, Christmas at Canonsburg. And again, it's free. It's completely free, and people can come out and enjoy the music, enjoy the guided tours, and then enjoy some hot cider.
Now, the old church there is really a popular place for weddings.
It is. It stays booked up a lot. We do a lot of in the gazebo and the church, and that's open for reservation. And anybody who's interested can give Canonsburg a call at 890-0355 and ask about that. But we do all types of events out there. We have Pioneer Days, Harvest Days. We have a lot of stuff that happens. But like I said, rentals of that facility is just growing in popularity. And the Canonsburg just looks great. The grounds are well kept. And we're proud of it.
Now, out of curiosity, and between you and Terry both being in that area, Terry's office over there now, when you have a unique date and a unique time, it seems like more people get married on those times. And we just ran through probably the most unique time, 11 o'clock on November the 11th of 2011.
Right. We did have several weddings on that
day. Did you?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And people were calling about it just days before.
Okay, so Murfreesboro was in on that trend.
It absolutely was. Absolutely.
Did you have more than one wedding at 11 o'clock, or did you have
any? No, we allow one at a time, but I think we had multiple weddings on that day.
Oh, okay.
Last I heard, I think we did three on that day. I'm not sure.
Wow.
But, you know, something else about, and I can get it out in the open, the newly renovated Cedar Bucket is on display out at Canonsburg now. And we're going to actually shut it up here before winter. We don't want the weather to get to it until we can get some plexiglass in front of it. So if people want to go by and see it and take pictures of it, they might ought to go out here in the next couple months and make sure they get some pictures and see the new Cedar Bucket. It's really, have you seen it yet, Bart?
I have not seen the new. I saw a picture of it on the WGNS website.
Yeah,
that's as close as I've seen.
It just absolutely looks great, and the Rutherford County Blacksmith Association did a great job.
Hats off to them.
And
the original Cedar Bucket, I think, is it still next to it?
We will eventually have it next to it. We had to take it off the grounds get it in good enough shape to keep it standing. So we've got some work to do on it, and we're still trying to figure out exactly how we're going to get that thing to where we can keep it displayed safely for years and years to come.
Now, for people who are really new to town, the original Cedar Bucket, which was in the World's Fair in
early Chicago. 1900s, it was built in 1887. Yeah, it was in the Louisiana Fair and then the Chicago World's Fair. It traveled.
What happened to it, though?
About 5 years ago, it caught on fire and it burned.
Didn't just catch on fire, I don't think, did it? Somebody helped it.
We're not exactly sure how it caught on fire.
We're not sure if it was a spark from the blacksmith shop or if it was vandals.
So it may have been an accident.
It may have.
We don't know for sure.
That's nicer to think that.
Yeah. What we're focused on now, we've got an awesome new Cedar Bucket that just absolutely looks great. And it's the neatest thing about this, the Cedar Bucket, is that it's made with all of the original bands, handles, clasps. And it just, people look at it and say, man, it looks just so much like the old one before the accident happened.
Well, I've heard people talking about their childhood days when the Cedar Bucket factory was open.
Yeah.
They would actually play in that Cedar Bucket when it was at the Cedar Bucket factory.
Yeah, and it's neat. It was a promotional item, and it traveled around, and they served beverages out of it and all kinds of stuff. There's everybody's got heard a neat story about it.
But. Well, this area was known for its Cedar Buckets, known for cedar, period. But
yeah.
Cedar Buckets, they were selling those as souvenirs of mm-hmm. the real small ones. And, of course, you had regular cedar buckets that were very popular.
We were very careful. We were moving the original cedar bucket out two Thursdays ago, and our maintenance staff did a great job as far as keeping it together because it's very we have some big structural issues with it, but we're hoping we can get that thing back to shape and display both of them.
How much does something like that weigh?
The new cedar bucket weighs 1,900 pounds.
And what's left of the old one, really, there's quite a bit left.
There's a lot of it left. I think the other one weighed in right around, if I remember correctly, right around 1,000 pounds.
Okay, so the new one is heavier.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows why?
Well, a lot of it is the internal structural pieces that keep it standing right, and there's a lot more of that to keep it intact a lot longer.
So you need to check that out. Is it in a position where you can have a picture of you standing by it?
Absolutely, absolutely. You can get a picture with it, with the sign in the background, and a lot of people are going out to see it.
Now, when you mentioned the blacksmiths over there, that is a unique attraction also that Canonsburg has. And I understand they have, you can join their organization and sort of learn how to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. They do a great job. What we're thankful for, you know, as our department, they're very willing. We have field trips that go out there and tour the grounds. They always send somebody out and show them how they make something. They usually make it for the teacher, whatever school group comes out. And it's just a great partnership, and there's always somebody out there. If people are interested, you can go out there usually on Monday afternoons they're out there, and you can ask them about what to do. They have beginner classes and learn how to blacksmith. It's a really neat art that they've mastered.
So much happening at Canonsburg. You need to go check it out. General store there.
Yeah.
I mean, a real general store.
It's a real general store. Every building has stuff in it, and it's a neat thing to see.
And then the antique automobile club is there with their gas station.
Yeah. They've always got some type of new, different type of car in there. I'm always amazed to learn what it is and where it came from. And I don't see how they keep them in that good of shape.
Now, when you have the Christmas at Canonsburg, will all those locations have something going on?
They should. As of right now, all the locations should have activities where people can see all of the venues.
Okay, and that's coming up December the 9th and 10th, to 9 at night.
And if again, one of the neat things that we're doing this year is that we're going to have the city schools, the different grades, providing our entertainment and demonstrating some of the things they've been practicing in their music classes and arts classes. And we're just so excited to have them come to help provide some of that entertainment.
So circle those dates on your calendar. Just a few of the many things happening in our community. And by the way, all of these things are from the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. So, you know, when you hear things happening like this, you know that they're going to be good and family friendly. So circle all of those dates on your calendar. We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be back and we'll talk some more about some Christmas activities from the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department.
Stop by Southeastern Tire Service before you head off for your winter travels this year. We're a full-service repair facility, so we can get your car in tip-top condition before you head out. Also, from October 31st until November 28th, when you buy four Michelin tires, you'll get a $70 prepaid MasterCard through mail-in rebate. That's at Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto. Southeastern Tire Service, serving Murfreesboro and Rutherford County since 1950. Visit southeasterntireservice.net.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I do feel that I have been given the greatest gift. They have been over backwards to help me.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not.
For the older people that have family members that are struggling with this, please understand, you only have to call this number.
Family Staffing Solutions, 848-6774, online at familystaffing.com.
WeatherEye.
Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast this afternoon. Some of these storms could be severe. High temperatures around 74 degrees. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Felluber. Right now, 64.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
Friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta Leather Sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Stand by.
G. Gordon Liddy is on the Good Neighbor Network.
It is I, the G-Man.
G. Gordon Liddy, weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, all sorts of holiday events happening, and just sort of to review some of those, Nutcrackin', a hip-hop jazz version of the Nutcracker, coming up December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, as well as 9th and 10th, and that is over at right there at the Community Center, the Patterson Community Center, and then the Sunshine Players Christmas on December 16th, 17th, and 18th, Friday and Saturday nights at 7, and Sunday matinees at 2. Terry has all the Sunshine Players just all excited about that. That's always a fun event. So circle those on your calendar. And, of course, the opportunities to save during the holiday season on your entry to SportsCom and our Patterson Community Center. Bart, what is that time again?
The two-for-one starts on Monday, December the 12th, and it'll end on the 31st of December for the two-for-one on the monthly and yearly passes. Then the 25% discount will begin in January, run through the whole month of January.
And, of course, the big Christmas at Cannonsburg. Nate, when is that?
December 9th and 10th is Christmas at Cannonsburg, December 9th and 10th, and the starts at 6 and it runs through 9 p.m.
So those are evening hours, and that'll make it even more attractive with the lights and everything.
I think so.
The holiday movies on the square, a very appropriate film, I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. It's December 16th, and that starts at 6 o'clock, and both of those things are completely free.
At 6 o'clock, right up on the square, bring your chair, a lawn chair,
and the people can park right on the square. We'll have restrooms and a good venue.
I bet those restrooms will be popular if it's a cold night.
Or the hot chocolate will be very popular,
absolutely,
too, I imagine.
So December the 16th, 6 o'clock in the evening, carriage rides up there. And the carriage rides are pretty much a part of the holiday season downtown.
Yes,
and the stores are open, so take advantage of all of that happening. And, of course, one more thing happening in the area that people need to be aware of. We've touched on the movies, Christmas at Cannonsburg, Terry's activities, the Polar Bear Plunge. the holiday season, I guess that's the last big event of the season, the polar bear plunge. People are probably grabbing their smartphones right now to put this into their calendar.
We had a motto last year. It's be bold, be cold. So come on out.
With the polar bear plunge, we really encourage people, and it's a lot of fun when they dress up and we have costume contests, and we give away some pretty good prizes for people who win the costume contests.
Now, when is that one once again?
Saturday, January the 7th, from 8:30 to 10 is our Arctic Adventure and the costume contest, and we go outside around 10 o'clock for the plunge.
And it'll be a nice, nippy morning.
Nice cold day. I think last year the temperature was, 43 degrees, something like that.
It was cold.
It was cold.
It felt colder than that.
Mm-hmm. And last year we had a lot of, moisture that had frozen. We had some snow on the ground, so it felt cold. But the year before that is when it was freezing. The water was in, I think, 34 or 36 is absolutely cold.
I don't think you can beat
cold.
The first year, though. Yeah. I did it the first year. Did you? It was 22 degrees
22.
Outside.
22?
And the water was like 42.
And was that the one and only year that you've done?
That was the one and only year. I did the first year.
After that, you thought, no more.
You know, I did it.
That's a neat event. We show that video during the process of the Arctic Adventure, and seeing from the first year where we had 15 to 25 people jumping. Now we have over 600 people.
Oh, phenomenal.
And it's just one of those things that has grown and, again, it become a staple in the community and looks for people what they do the first weekend in January.
Whether you jump or not, you need to be there and be a part of that. And, of course, even if you don't jump, you can bring food for the the school.
And right after we do jump, Bart, we do open the indoor pool, and it's heated, so we get everybody, they can go right on into the indoor pool and get in there, and it's very warm, and they can warm up and get ready for next year.
I tell you, lots going on. Thanks to the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, Nate Williams, Terry Womack, and Bart Feit visiting with us today. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.